I like feeling like an outsider. The moment you feel like you're an insider and you know everybody, that's when you stop really asking the tough questions.
Listen. From our New York studios, well, actually on the phone because we have a problem with the studios this morning. Don Lemon, good morning.
It could be the rain. It could be the rain. Let's hope it's not the subject matter. I'm going to take a little time this morning because I want to talk about something that's very important. A lot of people don't want to talk about it. It's a brilliant and upcoming young doctor. She goes missing, leaving a whole lot of questions for her family, her friends, and her loved ones. But 30-year-old Dr. Telica Patrick's disappearance and her and information coming out in the month since she went missing, it was on December 5th of last year, it's painting a picture of a young woman who may have been unraveling, may likely have been suffering from mental health issues. I say may likely for a reason, and I'll explain that. Her husband told investigators that their 6-year marriage broke up because Patrick became obsessive and would claim that she heard voices. Ishmael Smiley Calderon told the Kalamazoo Gazette that his ex-wife's alleged mental health issues led to their divorce. The final straw, according to him, was after Patrick allegedly became delusional by accusing him of cheating, abuse, and trying to derail her career, at one point allegedly trying to run over him with a car. He said he moved himself and her 2 children out of their couple's apartment for fear of their lives. Patrick's family, who did not approve of the relationship, denies any knowledge of mental health problems with Telica. That's why I say alleged, because they deny any problems. Her husband said that Patrick sought assistance or treatment for mental health issues because such reported treatment might derail her medical career. That is certainly plausible. And of course, her husband's story is not the whole story, so his account should be taken with some degree of skepticism. But the part that really resonated with me, and probably many who have experienced similar behavior in relationships, is when Calderon said he did not voice his concerns to her family because Patrick was an adult and made her own choices, and quote, I was trying to be a true friend to her, and in doing so, I lost our marriage. I lost our aspirations, and I mean I lost everything. He says he was trying to be a true friend to her. No truer words have ever been spoken for those of us who have been there. You never really know someone unless or until you're in a relationship with them. I'll repeat that. You never really know someone unless or until you're in a relationship with them. Without going into too much detail, I had similar experiences in a recent long-term relationship. I never told the person's family because I thought I was not only being a good friend, but a good partner. No one outside the relationship would have known. No one in that person's place of employment would have known. People who have mental issues can be masters at pulling themselves together in public while torturing the person to whom they are the closest. To this day, I'm not sure why I never told, what I am sure is that the stigma of mental health must be addressed. Suffering is suffering. Pain is pain, no matter where it emanates, the brain, the psyche, an organ, or a limb. If Telica Patrick did suffer some mental health issues, the first time her husband experienced it, she should have been able to confide in her loved ones just the same as if she had broken a finger or scraped a knee. Families must be open to the realities of our time, which include our own members having problems in their heads. Telica Patrick's family is now left to figure out why she suddenly moved from California to Michigan, why she might have been stalking the famous gospel singer Marvin Sapp, who filed a restraining order against her, and why she tried to check into a hotel on the night she disappeared, when her own home was not far away. So many unanswered questions, guys, except for the one that is soon to be answered once an autopsy is done today on a body in the Indiana lake, not far from where Telica Patrick disappeared. It did not have to end this way.
So we get the autopsy results today?
Hopefully today.
The autopsy results today. And I say this, and I know people who are married, grown folks will know, you don't tell family members everything. You do not really know someone unless or until you're in a relationship with them. You really don't, especially looking out from the outside in. Everyone thinks everything is perfect, but you really don't know.
Don Lemon.